With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. According to the Proceedings of the National Academies of Science, almost 200 species of vertebrate animals have gone extinct over the last 100 years, a rate of about 2 extinctions per year. Previous mass die-offs have been caused by asteroids, volcanoes, and other natural catastrophes, but this one has been triggered by human population growth, development, and climate change. In the face of this rapid decline in biodiversity, a few things have worked to protect non-human life. Notably in the U.S., the Endangered Species Act of 1973 has succeeded in saving, among other animals, grizzly bears, American alligators, whooping cranes, peregrine falcons, and, on the eastern shore of Maryland, the Dalmarva fox squirrel. So what is the Trump administration and its allies in Congress proposing to do? Weaken the Endangered Species Act, although the word they use for it is to, quote, modernize it. Here's Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, the Republican chairman of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works.
Congress last reauthorized the Endangered Species Act with amendments of substance in 1988, 30 years ago. Even the U.S. Constitution has been amended more recently than the Endangered Species Act. Stakeholders are making it clear that the Endangered Species Act can be improved.
The changes that are being considered would benefit the oil and gas industry, the mining industry, and real estate developers who have long complained about the Act's restrictions on the disruption of wildlife habitat. Three revisions being proposed by Republicans would, 1, introduce economic considerations into the now purely scientific decision-making process of what species should be classified as endangered. 2, strip away protections for a class of threatened species that have not yet declined enough to be endangered. And 3, remove any considerations of long-term climate change impacts on the survival of plants and animals. Bill Snape is senior counsel for the Center for Biological Diversity.
The theme of all three is absolutely a rollback of the Endangered Species Act. Is absolutely in the sense of climate change, ignoring that global warming is even taking place, and at least with regard to threatened species, an elimination of all protections. It would be a disaster for America's wildlife. We would see species go extinct, and we would see our natural world continue to deteriorate.
Critics of the Act often point to examples of obscure-sounding endangered species, like the dusky gopher frog or the American burying beetle, standing in the way of the development of oil fields or subdivisions. But even in these highly publicized cases, it's rarely just a single species that is protected by changing the development plans, but whole natural landscapes. Here's Congressman John Sarbanes, a Democrat from Maryland.
When you attack the Endangered Species Act, at its core, you're removing the kinds of protections that are designed to overall benefit our ecosystems and our environment in ways that mean a lot for public health as well. And I think it needs to be looked at through that lens.
In the past, efforts to dismantle the Endangered Species Act have been stopped by Democrats in Congress. But with both the House and Senate controlled by Republicans, and President Trump on an anti-regulatory roll, protections for wildlife are themselves standing before a bulldozer. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.